Now listen, verse 20. There came the enemy, Jehoshaphat, bowed himself to the ground, turned it over to the Lord. And we find here, verse 20, and they arose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Listen to this king. What a ruler. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And I think God wants to say to us today, he wants to say, believe in me. Trust me. Rest in me. And believe my word today. Rest in it. Don't listen to what Dr. Ph.D. has to say. He hasn't any word to say. Listen to what God has to say. And don't even listen to Vernon McGee. Listen to what God has to say. And this is what he says. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now that's a very funny way to organize an army. But Joshua had learned to do that, and Jehoshaphat is another man who learned to trust God like that, especially in battle like this. Well, what does he do? Organize singers. Well, I think you ought to get out your atom bomb at a time like this when you're this health. He didn't. He just organized the singers to go ahead to praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And you want to know something? I'm not going to read this, but the Lord gave them the victory. They won the battle. Well, let me put it like it should be. God won the battle for them. Verse 26, And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the valley of Berakah unto this day. Now, Berakah is a name taken by several churches in this country today. Good name, by the way. It means it's the place to bless the Lord, praise the Lord. And every church ought to be a Berakah church then. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries, harps, trumpets, unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And it is God, my friend, who gives rest and peace today. And our nation hasn't learned that. We think if we, have this kind of an alignment and this kind of treaty, we won't have to fight. Well, we have fought two world wars in order to bring peace in the world. And all we've got's war. You know why? Because God hasn't given us peace. And the reason is, we just haven't asked him, friends. That is it. And we find now, verse 34, Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they're written in the book of Jehu, the son of Anani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel.